Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you, Mom?
I'm good.
That's good. I'm so glad. It is a Monday, as always.
Mm-hmm.
We record on Mondays.
Yes, we do.
And this episode, we are going to be talking about a brand new segment that we're going to do roughly, what is it, 4 or 6 times a year?
No idea.
Who knows?
No idea.
But it's going to be called...
When we feel we should.
Yes. It's going to be called the Emotional Roller Coaster.
Yes.
Or Emotional Roller Coasters. We haven't really decided yet. But the first Emotional Roller Coaster...
So we're going to be speaking about emotions on this emotional roller coaster because we all have them, and some of them are really, we feel really strong about, some of them we're like, eh, not so much, but everybody has emotions, so we're going to introduce this segment. Have no idea how often we're going to speak about it, but today we're going to speak about the emotional roller coaster called...
Forgiveness. And
which is a really powerful emotion.
I agree. I think it does have its place in our lives, and it's definitely a topic that is necessary to talk about, or an emotion that is necessary to talk about, because it is so broad.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is such a broad term.
Mm-hmm.
But first... So what forgiveness is the act or process of forgiving or being forgiven. So what it means to forgive someone is to stop feeling anger or resentful towards a certain person for an offense, flaw, or mistake. Basically, if someone stabbed you in the back or did something that you don't approve of for your character, then you can either forgive or not forgive.
Correct. And that's a pretty massive example, stab you in the back, if you mean literally.
No. But like the
verbally,
metaphorical term.
Yes, verbally. Words hurt.
Like someone goes
words
behind your
hurt.
Back.
Yeah. So when do you forgive and when do you not
that? And that brings us to our first question about forgiveness.
Okay.
Wait. Oh.
But wait.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't we gonna do our rock, paper, scissors?
Not only are we gonna do rock, paper, scissors, but we also completely forgot about the introduction to the episode.
Exactly.
So we have to do talking point.
Exactly. Hello.
Okay.
I know you're anxious to get started.
I'm excited.
Well, that's what anxious can be used like
excitement.
That. Sure.
Anxious can be excitement.
Right.
Okay.
Or it can be bad, but... Yeah, let's
rock, paper, scissors.
At the beginning.
Yes. So
let's rock, paper, scissors it, babe. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
All right. I'm going to pick it right now.
I got one.
Got it.
Okay. We're going on shoot.
We always go on shoot.
I'm just clarifying.
Okay,
ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, I think I cut your paper.
Yes, you did cut my paper. Okay, let's move on.
All right, so because I won,
yes,
I shall ask you your question first.
Sounds good.
Okay, then. Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. What do you think it means to be successful? Which I find very interesting asking the younger generation.
What I think it means to be successful is to be able to provide for not only your children, but also generations that will succeed you even after you pass. So if I am able to create a status or a certain amount of money or a company or something like that that I can give off to the next generation of me, then I'd say that I've lived a pretty successful life. And in my physical life, not after I've passed, I want to provide for my children, for my parents, because everyone deserves it, you know? Everyone in my life who has brought me to this point deserves it. Whether I only knew you for a couple weeks or a couple months or a couple years, there are certain people that have impacted my life. And I do think that by the time, like 10 years from now, I will be successful. And you'll be right by my side because that's what we do.
We're each
other's person.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great answer.
Thank you. I thought very hard. That's what she said.
Oh my God.
Bazinga, as you like to say. So my question to you is going to be, how can a child show respect to an adult?
An adult? Any adult?
An adult. Okay. Any adult.
So I think for a child to show respect, for me, it's any adult, any person, really. I think of it more like any person, but okay, adult. I think respect is mutual.
I agree.
So for a child to show respect to an adult, I think it has to go both ways. So I would have to show respect to that child in order for that child to show respect to me. And that's sort of as a parent.
Okay.
And even as a friend of somebody's children, I think respect is really important. I also think that respect... So let's say I ask my child to take the trash out because it's going out tomorrow. If I ask nicely, I would expect and deserve the same type of
respect
of the response. You know what I mean? So
yes.
I think anybody can have a bad day and can have a bad, just like, I'm so tired kind of response.
A bad day, a bad mood,
anything. But if that slips out, because it does all the time, how could it not, whether it's me to the child to me, to know at that moment that that was probably not a respectful answer, mm-hmm. and then you speak about it. So I think that for a child to show respect, that they try hard to respect my request, to respect
your authority.
My authority, but also to respect the interaction between myself and the child. And
okay.
If I'm the parent that's like, just go take the trash out, then apparently I would expect...
Apparently
I would expect like, I don't want to, because I wasn't respectful.
Exactly.
So I think it goes both ways, whether it's child to parent or parent to child. That's really what I think.
That was a fantastic answer.
I hope so.
I don't think I would have answered it any better myself, I'll be honest. Because I followed literally everything you said.
I'm not sure everybody else did, because our brains are similar, but I think respect should be...
Earned.
Yes, and mutual, and we all have bad days, mm-hmm. and then to acknowledge the fact that, oh crap, that probably wasn't the best answer, and then to come back and say, geez, you know what? I'm sorry, that wasn't a great answer, and mm-hmm. I understand, or whatever, from either source.
Of course.
The child or the parent. So, anyway.
So, I am going to forgive you.
What did I do now?
For having a terrible answer. I'm kidding.
Well, then I don't forgive you. I'm joking.
Okay, so, speaking of forgiveness.
Oh,
I forgive you for the insult that you're about to give me.
Okay. I doubt I'll insult you, but go on.
First question.
Yes. So we're on to the roller coaster.
We're on to our emotional roller coaster.
Yes.
So
great segue.
Our first question is going to be for both of us. Every single one of these are for both of us. I'm just saying them out loud.
Yep.
Does everyone deserve forgiveness?
From my point of view?
From your point of view and from mine.
Okay. I know the true answer should be yes.
Yes, it should be, because like, oh my God, everyone deserves forgiveness.
I know the true answer should be yes, but no. There is a line that will be crossed.
I agree.
And if that line is crossed,
there's
no coming back
exactly.
from it. So do you call it, do you say that... I mean, there's like a saying in my something about like, I forgive you, but I, No, I don't think everybody deserves it, even though I think that for me to be healthy 100%, they should. Mm-hmm. But my brain doesn't work that way. However, it has to be a hella bad thing for me not to forgive. And I've had plenty of that.
Yes. Or a hella good reason to forgive them.
Correct. Correct.
I would say my philosophy is pretty similar. There are certain people in my life that I will absolutely never forgive. And there are some people in my life that I am okay with forgiving all the time. And
there are people in the future that because you're close to them and you have this connection, unless it goes over the edge, you'll always forgive them. But there's always that little edge that anybody can cross. Mm-hmm. And I try never to cross that.
I agree.
So I guess I hold people to the standards that I hold myself to. And that's really how I live.
So the next question, speaking about, well, forgiveness, of course, mm-hmm. Is going to be, it's a tougher one. It's a tougher one. And it is, do you think it's easier or harder to forgive someone that you trust?
That I trust. I think it, is it easier or harder?
Do you care if I start?
No, not at all.
So I think it also, if I trust you, I believe that it would make it easier to forgive you. But also, in, depending on what the action is that needs to be forgiven, it would definitely be a lot harder because I trust you.
And
because I feel
that.
Like right. You've stabbed me in the back. I trusted you with either this information or like this job or like not telling people about this thing and you couldn't do it.
Right.
If it was something small, like for example, I asked a friend to bring me my jacket that I forgot. And they didn't, I'd forgive them because right. It's something small. But
so
if it's like...
It depends on the scenario. It depends on the action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
The same thing. I mean, it would be harder mm-hmm. because I trust you, which means it would be more hurtful to me, which might give you that second chance that you may not deserve, but mm-hmm. probably would give you and hope that you didn't disappoint again. And
correct.
This goes for me with other people too. This isn't just other people
in general
acting with me. I would expect the same from you. If I did something really mm-hmm. terrible, I would expect you to question whether or not you should forgive me.
I agree, because I think no matter who the person is, it should be a choice
situational.
Whether or not to forgive someone. Mm-hmm. So the next one is going to be that since we are talking about does everyone deserve forgiveness, the question is, are there people that we won't forgive?
I have a few.
And I also have a few. And
yeah, till the day I die.
I agree. And although some of the situations may have happened later in life for you.
Or
it doesn't
earlier,
mean it's
doesn't matter.
Any less strong.
I have some way earlier in my
you
life
have of that person.
Yeah, I have some way, way earlier in my life when mm-hmm. I was little.
Yeah, and I think I mean at this moment I do have people in my life that I will never forgive, just because there are some things that you can do to a person that is with lack of better words, unforgivable.
So hurtful you can't come back from it.
Exactly. It changes, it permanently changes who you are as a person.
Right, and I can't have somebody else change who I am.
I agree.
I am who I am on an organic level, mm-hmm. and if I allow somebody to change that, then I'm no longer me.
So that was deep.
Well, it's how I feel. I can't allow that. So I know that the right thing is to forgive and forget. I can forget, and it might come up 20 years later because I thought of something. I can forget, and forgetting allows me to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiving is a different story if it's over the edge. So that's how I feel.
I think so too. The next question about forgiveness is going to be, because we are the generation gap, this one is going to be generation oriented.
Okay.
Do you think forgiveness is more or less taken for granted in your generation?
In my generation?
I do have an answer for mine and yours.
Mine and yours?
Yeah.
You're no, mine answer and yours. Me?
Well, I do have... What is your answer for your generation?
Can you say it again? You've confused me already.
Do you think forgiveness is more or less taken for granted in your generation?
It's hard for me to know because I'm not your generation. It's hard for me to compare. So I almost think it would be taken more for granted in my generation because it's supposedly the right thing to do, even if it goes against how you feel. I'm not sure if that's right or wrong or what you think. So I'm not sure.
Well, I think that my generation takes forgiveness for granted a lot more.
How so?
Well, because a lot of my generation is fake. And when we say we forgive you, it usually doesn't mean that we actually forgive you.
Do you actually say the words, I forgive you?
Yeah. Okay. I say it, but when I say it, I mean it. Like, well, I forgive you. Like,
well, right, but when would that case happen? If somebody really, really hurt you, do you have to, like, what do? They come, I'm so sorry, and then you have to say, I forgive you or I don't?
That sort of thing,
is
yeah.
That sort
exactly.
Of like that?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, because in my generation or in my experience, which may not be the same as my generation, that people that really, really hurt me, they don't come back and apologize. So I think that's a really difficult question to answer. If they did come back to apologize, I think that's only ever happened once. And I gave them a hug, I sent them away, and I think I didn't say I forgive you, because I don't, but I tried to be respectful
nice.
That they came to apologize, and I think that's where I would forget.
Mm-hmm.
I will never be your friend again. I don't know that I'll forgive you, because you broke that trust, and trust is a really big thing for me. So I don't know. Maybe your generation is different, where they say I forgive you. I would never say it if I didn't feel it. I can't.
I think that is where the...
So a lot of people in your generation will just say I forgive you, but then what? Never talk to you again?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it's kind of the same.
Kind
if
of.
If you think about it.
It is a lot more similar than I thought it was going to be.
Right.
The next...
Because you can say it, but not mean it.
Exactly. I agree. You can say it, but not mean it. And my generation tends to do that a lot more than your generation, where if you didn't mean it, you really wouldn't say it.
That could be. That could very well be.
So the next question about forgiveness is going to be, what does it feel like to be forgiven?
Well, that's a tough one, because we have to think about ourselves, and do we hurt somebody enough to ask for forgiveness?
Mm-hmm. I'd say yes.
Yes? What does it feel like to be forgiven?
No.
Yes?
Yes, like...
Yes!
Have I done something that I think...
That you needed to be
ask
forgiven.
For forgiveness.
Right. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm sure I have. Who hasn't?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So what does it feel like? Probably like a second chance. Probably
that's
like...
When I was thinking about it upstairs, that's exactly what I... That's exactly what I wanted to say.
Like a second chance of, Jesus Christ,
I really messed it up.
I messed it up, and I didn't mean it. It was maybe emotional or whatever. Mm. So when they said, I forgive you, if they didn't even use those words, but we were still friends, then it felt really good. And it made me feel like, geez, don't mess it up again. Be very careful when you choose your words, because words are hurtful.
Agreed, especially and since when everything we're impulsive, nowadays is impulsive. Mediated and televised. And
right.
You have to be very careful with the things that you say.
Right. So impulsive people say it out loud and may not be what we wanted to say. It's almost like we meant to say it in our head, but it came out of our mouth.
Yes.
But yes. But still, that implores an apology of, oh, I really didn't mean it that way. And you know what? I think that I've learned enough of that over the years that as soon as something comes out of my mouth that I didn't mean it to come out that way, I say it right then and there. I absolutely didn't mean it that way. This is what I meant. Mm. And that's just my way of trying to be better.
That's a very conscientious way of thinking, Mom.
Well, because I have a lot more years of experience of saying things I wish I hadn't said than you do.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So our next question about forgiveness is going to be, what is something someone can do to deserve forgiveness?
My answer.
I came up with all these questions.
I know. You're awesome. I think my answer for that would be
more than being, an apology, I think.
Yeah. Being horrified at their actions,
mm-hmm.
and
showing signs of change.
Showing signs, but even before that, to be horrified by your actions and just like do everything you can to explain. And there might be no explanation. It could just be impulsive that, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I don't want this to change our relationship. And I guess feel like it has to feel real to me. It can't just be words. There has to be actions that go along with it, because you know there has to be body language that goes along with the words that come out of the mouth, and they have to jive. Yeah, if I don't believe that you're sorry, then I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I think that I would never accept just a verbal apology. There would have to be some sort of act along with it that shows, hey, I really messed up and I'm trying to branch out to you, and I'm trying to show you that maybe I've changed, but I have definitely realized the mistake I've made. And the first step of what's the term, it's like the first step of moving on is accepting your faults or something like that. Like,
yeah,
the first step of healing is recognizing your mistakes or something like that. But that is what I agree with. If someone can recognize that they messed up and at least try to make it up to me, then that person may or may not deserve forgiveness. And I would say more than not does deserve forgiveness.
So I guess if you think about the whole thing altogether, with my point of view, is I hold myself to such high standards when interacting with other people that I expect the same for me. And if somebody doesn't hold those same high standards, and I can tell they don't, and it just seems sort of fake or false, it's never going to move forward. Mm-hmm. Never.
Agreed.
And I have really high standards.
Yes.
But I follow those same high standards. And I don't think everybody's like that.
Not only do you have high standards for others, but you mostly have high standards for yourself.
Exactly. So so the people that I consider friends have to have those same high standards in all aspects, you know, of friendship.
Mm-hmm. And our final question, after talking much about forgiveness but nothing specific, is going to be, what is an example where it was very difficult to forgive someone, but you did it anyway? And was it the right choice for you?
Do you have an answer?
I do.
All right, why don't you start? I have to think about this one.
There was a girl that pretty much effed me over. We were in a relationship for quite a while, and she ended up staying over another guy's house, and that was like 4 or 5 years ago. But a couple of years ago, like maybe 2 years ago or less, I contacted her and told her that I forgave her for what she did to me, because it made me stronger and it turned me into the man I am today. It made me a better person, and it made me realize my own self-worth and how I don't deserve to be treated like that. And since that day, I have not settled for someone, because whether I'm like, oh my God, I want to have fun or something like that, I don't settle. Someone has to be perfect for me.
That's awesome.
What about you? Do you have an example?
I have some examples that I may not want to
talk about,
completely share.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was pretty.
No, that was you.
What was it? Private about mm-hmm. what I said. I didn't say any names. Right.
So yes, I've had those instances where I've given another chance and another chance and another chance and hope that it would change. And unfortunately, I gave too many chances and I shouldn't have. So mm-hmm. in the long run, it was the wrong decision for me. So I'm really careful moving forward.
With who you?
With anybody and anyone. And if somebody hurts me, you know, it might be, I might be a little skewed of, I don't want to forgive you. And it might be because of my past. But I don't think so. I think I give people many chances, and because I know people have emotions and everything. But if somebody really, really does something, I think I've made the right decisions over the year. I don't mm-hmm. think I have ever wished that I had forgiven them and tried to move forward, because my bad habit is giving too many instances where I would need forgiveness. Not me, where they would need forgiveness that I would have to forgive. So
you give too many chances.
I give way too many chances, but I'm not doing that anymore.
Okay.
And it's hard not to, but
at this
age in my life, I don't need people that hurt me. Mm-hmm. So I'll just move forward. I won't necessarily forgive them, but I will totally forget it, because it made a huge impact on my life, but I got to move forward. So I move forward without them. I don't need to tell them that they're forgiven, because I don't think they are. And maybe that's not healthy, but I don't think it's necessarily
unhealthy.
Hurting me. I think it's helping me in the long run build boundaries of who shouldn't be in my life.
Damn.
I've got a lot more years to reflect on than
you. That
is
true. Well, I would like to end this episode off with a fact.
A fact.
The fact is that the oldest woman... first fact is that women live longer than men. Mm-hmm. Second fact is the oldest woman, who I think was 123 years old, just passed away. And she said the secret to living such a long life was to get rid of toxic people. Mm. And I think that at this point in my life and at this point in your life, we should very much follow those, follow that advice.
Because I think it's very good
advice. I also do. I have done a very good job of releasing the people that have only hurt me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you're better at that than I am.
I mean...
No, I really do.
Maybe I am.
However, I am able, however, nothing. I think you are better at that than I am. I learn to move forward without them, but I grieve when I need to.
Mm-hmm.
And I take my time doing that, and then I move forward, which is not easy.
No.
In the least. So forgiveness, I forgive people that deserve forgiveness.
From you.
From me. Not from
your own
the
standards.
World's standpoints. Right, from my standards. The well, ones that I would expect or hope that they would forgive me for the same type of insult, if you will.
Well.
Well.
On that note.
On that note.
We are going to bid you adieu.
We'll bid you adieu.
Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody.